This is Will's Band of the Week for November 6th, 2016. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and yes, it's happened again. I'm all alone in Fourth Bedroom Studios. We had Anurag lined up, and he had a late-breaking family obligation. So, it's too bad, but I will endeavor to give the listeners their $0 worth once again. That's the thing, when it's $0, it's, shouldn't be a problem, right? So let's do it. So, I'm going to try to keep this one kind of short, but there's definitely some decent music. You know what's cool about this year? You know how we talk about this every year. Late in the year, we're running out of things to talk about because the musical releases have kind of dried out. Nobody wants to put out albums in November and December. But I think I don't know if it's just that albums are coming out or I'm just finding things. But I've got more. You know, I've easily got couple more podcasts worth of music that would be worthy of talking about, I think. So that's good. And Barrett and I are working on a special too. So I think we'll be able to fill it up pretty well. I mean, think about this. We're in early November. We're probably about four or five away from the end of year podcast, which is, of course, always really fun. So yeah, live reports. Nope. Don't have any. I'm going to have a couple in the next couple of weeks. Music news? Nope, nothing has happened. So let's go right to the music. Okay, here it is. There's this band that I just found out about. I'd never heard of before. So just probably a couple of weeks ago, I was reading about this band called Prey TV. And it turns out they're a Melbourne band. So clearly they probably live within at least, you know, a block or two. Roughly a block or two from Nicholas, I would assume. And one cool thing about them is that they are aging rockers, and we love aging rockers on the podcast. So the reason I say that is that they put out a few albums in the first half of the 1990s, and then nothing for 20 years. And then this year, just recently, released another album. So that's cool. So they're off to a good start just with that. And then the style, very interesting. I think they call themselves kind of 90s rock or something. I saw a reference to them saying, you know, we're rocking like it's 1995 again or something. But to me, it sounds sort of more 80s. It sounds like some early 80s stuff, like there's a little bit of the fuzz sound of Husker Du, and there's some gloomy, almost Cure-like element to it, too. All adds up to a pretty good album, I think. The new one by Prey TV is called Horizontal Life. So let's start with one of the kind of catchy rockers, which is called Shifting Sands.
Set to flagging fears to keep.
Prey TV from Melbourne. The album's called Horizontal Life. All right, let's play another one. This is more of the gloom and doom side of them. It's called Night After Night. Prey TV. So the album is kind of a mixture of the sort of power poppy stuff and then some of the kind of gloomier stuff like that, which it's a pretty good combination, I think. So let's play one more. This one's called Fade Out. Cray TV. That was a fun discovery out of nowhere. The album is called Horizontal Life, so check it out. Okay, so let's move on to... This is not an aging rocker. He's not old enough to be called an aging rocker, but he's definitely an indie rock veteran. So I'm talking about Connor Oberst. Yeah, he's been around a long time. I think the Bright Eyes stuff, when he started with that, he was maybe not even 20 years old. So he's still a pretty young guy. He's 36 now. So either he's young, you can perceive it either way, right? He's a young guy, but he's been around for so long that he's a total indie rock veteran. So he just came out with a solo album that's really pretty basic. It's himself, some songs accompanied by piano and some with guitar and some harmonica in there. And, you know, there aren't too many, I talk about this a lot, there aren't too many artists where my interest is maintained with such a basic setup, you know, with no drums, for example. I'm usually saying, get a drummer, come on. But Connor Oberst is one of those rare talents, I think, where he can pull it off. So he's got a new album called Ruminations. So let's listen to some of it. I'm going to start with track 2 called Barbary Coast Later.
There's a dance hall there where the sick folks go, like the olden days on the Barbary Coast. There's a barefoot child playing in the rain. You can sell your wares, even if they're hard, in the great bazaar or the parking lot. 'Cause it takes a while to know who to blame. I might have a taste, 'cause the first one's free, and the checkout girl's got a thing for me, and they're both as sweet as the day is long. I don't wanna feel stuck, baby. I just wanna get drunk before noon. I don't mind my head when there's room to dream. Feel like Paul Gauguin painting breadfruit trees in some far off place where I don't belong. Tried to lose myself in the primitive, in Yosemite, like John Muir did, but his eyes were blue.
Connor Oberst, that's some pretty good singer-songwriter music, I'd say. All right, let's play another one. We started with the guitar-based song, so here's a piano one called Gossamer Thin.
Rings round his eyes, tracks down his arm. His fans are confused and his friends are alarmed. His wife doesn't talk, hates when he's gone. Counts every skirt in his new entourage, and they're all gossamer thin, left of the dial, bohemians. And they dance, turn them in style, twirl around the room, curtsy and smile. And they sit at his feet, read poetry, and swoon with each word he speaks.
likes the new pope. She's not scared of hell. They meet once a week at a secret motel. She kisses his neck. She plays with his hair. Her screams sound like pleasure. Her moans like despair. And this bread got some thin, pushed to the edge, frayed at the ends. And it's no business of mine if they can love more than one at a time. But they're pushing their luck hard, but they must risk it all for love. Now I walk around in some kind of altered state, the drink in my hand is starting to shake. I'll get used to it if it has to stay this way. A new bunch of flowers I'll have to arrange.
Conor Oberst, the new album is called Ruminations. All right, let's play one more. This one's called A Little Uncanny.
Started drinking the Kool-Aid, we were taking the bait. We were talking the big talk, never playing it safe. Looking good as Jane Fonda on a Vietnam tank. Can't get something for nothing, have to energize your base. But she was young enough, she was blonde enough, she was about a perfect tan. Had millions of admirers, but not one single friend. And it's a little uncanny what she managed to do. Become a symbol for a pain she never knew. You know old Ronnie Reagan, he was a shoe salesman's son. He got himself in the movies, yeah, he impressed everyone. He thought trial by fire was America's fate. Made a joke of the poor people, and that made him a saint. But he was tan enough, he was rich enough, he was handsome like John Wayne. And there was no one at the country club who didn't feel the same. But it's a little uncanny what he managed to do. Got me to read those Russian authors through and through.
So there you have it, a sample from the new Conor Oberst album. I guess this is obvious, but the lyrics are really kind of a central part of his music. And so even though I'm not an active listener of lyrics usually, you know, in this context, you're definitely hearing and reacting, I think, in your mind to the lyrics, even if you're not paying really close attention. So another, you know, aspect where you could really delve into it, I think, and it would be worthy. So it's a worthy album. Conor Oberst, it's called Ruminations. All right, we're going to zip through these because we just can't have a long podcast with me talking to myself, even though I know I'm talking to you, the listeners, but you know what I mean. The lack of banter is concerning to me. We're going to talk about one more band. It's a band called Hurry that I stumbled upon recently. Philadelphia band, and they're so poppy that they're almost a little too poppy, I think, sometimes for me. But you got to have these poppy bands every once in a while. So there's a band that I think they just totally sound like, and this is going back to the 90s. So let's play a song, and then the listeners are going to play along at home, and you're going to think of the band from the 90s that this just totally sounds like. The album by Hurry is called Guided Meditation, and I'm going to start with the first track called Nothing to Say. Okay, for the people playing at home, this is the band that sounds like. The Posies. People remember the Posies? Yeah, totally sounds like the Posies. Also, it sounds a little bit like the poppiest of the Guided by Voices catalog, I think. But that's a solid track, I think. So, all right, let's play another one. We're going to keep it rolling on to track two called When I'm With You. We'll be right back. That's Hurry. The album is called Guided Meditation. Yeah, it's kind of like maybe the Hollies too, right? From the, when would that be? The 70s? Yep. Kind of jangle pop too, right? Okay, here's one more. Track 5 called Shake It Off. That's Hurry. So I think when you're a poppy band like that, you have to be a little bit careful, because if you go too sugary poppy, then I don't know, it's just it's a problem. So that song is right on the edge, as far as I'm concerned. Just barely on the right side that I can like buy into it. But if it gets, there are a couple tracks where it gets just too cute poppy, and I say to myself, they went over the edge. But there are only one or two like that, so generally I'm positive on this album. But I think everybody has their own dividing line, right? Where you think it's just like too much sugar pop. So, yeah, Hurry from Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia, I've talked to Grant about this. There's a lot of good bands, it seems like, coming out of Philadelphia and also Atlanta. So these are maybe the new indie rock places, right? I have no data to support this, just a random impression. But we need some places other than Brooklyn for people to move for indie rock stardom, I think. So maybe Philadelphia could be a possibility. Or nobody could move. You don't need to move, right? You have the internet. So, okay. I think we will have a full podcast with at least one other person on it next week. I sure hope that happens. Wouldn't want to put you through this again, at least not anytime soon. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week when we will know whether the United States continues to exist as a functioning country. Not sure whether it will, but we'll find out. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter @WillsBand. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.